You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together spend time here searching for the mind and the heart of God. We're tuning into His frequency today, and that is we're going to His Word. We're going to where He speaks. We're going to look at here today. We're going to wrap up here really looking at Herod and how he fell for a dancing girl and threw it all away. And there's the scriptural answer for that, and that's where we're really, well, the answer to that is Galatians 5, 16 and 17, where Paul warns us that when we walk in the flesh, that we cannot do the things that we would. So we're going to start there. Then we're going to go and look at Peter walking on the water. And sometimes we gloss over it and read so fast that we don't stop to think about what a great miracle this was, walking on water. And I've learned a lot from having fishermen friends here of mine here on the radio. And helped me to put a better perspective of what Peter did and how Peter slipped and fell right down. That's what we're looking at here today. This is the last part of this message. If you'd like a copy of this, you can go to WGOD Radio, download it, email me, paul@wmiefm.com, and I'll mail you the disc. Here's the last part of this message, the murder of John the Baptist.
Do you know what I mean? God, I hate that feeling. Maybe it's way, way back, way back. Maybe it's yesterday. You're not an outcast if it was, but you just know what I mean, that when you're walking in the flesh, you just, God seems so far away. And you lose that connection. Like that picture, it's broken. When you're walking in the flesh. And this is what happened to this man. When you do this, you can't think clearly and you can't do the things that you should. You're on a highway to hell when you walk in the flesh. I could go on reading. I know it says there that those that walk in the flesh, you must die. Greek word melai, M-E-L-L-E-I, means must. Like when Jesus said, today I must be at your house, or I must be about my Father's business. The same Greek word says for those that walk in the flesh must die. Let's skip down to verse 22. Verse 22, Jesus walks on water. I so much wanted my fisherman buddies to be here today. Told him I was going to speak on this. Now immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. All right, he had just fed the 5,000. Verse 23, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening had come, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves. for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." Greek word, phantasm. Where is Shaggy and Scoopy when you need them? A phantom. So they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." But that's not what he said. He said, "Be of good cheer.
Ego eimi."
That's the name of God. He said, "Be of good cheer.
I am."
That's what he said to them. It's the name of Jehovah. Don't worry. It's me. It's Jehovah God. Do not fear.
Me phobu. Ego eimi.
So Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it's you, then command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Elphe." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on water to go to Jesus. What a great miracle this is. We skip over it so many times, but this is like walking through the door on the day of the Lord, when Jesus didn't have to open the door after he was raised up. He walked through a door. This is like raising the dead. This is like calming the wind. This is another supernatural miracle. Walking on water. Think about that, a man or a woman walking on water. But when he saw, the wind was boisterous. Okay. I've had fishermen on my radio for 3 years now. And surprising to me, the one thing that matters to them the most, they call it 3 feet at 2 seconds, 4 feet at 5 seconds, 2 foot at 6 seconds. What are you guys talking about? 2 feet at 2 seconds is there's 2 foot waves that are going to hit your boat in 2 seconds. Or 2 feet at 7 seconds. That's a fisherman's paradise. That means every 7 seconds, maybe a 2 foot wave is going to hit you. But when they read the report, 7 feet at 2 seconds, all the fishermen stay home. Think about it. A 7 foot wave is going to hit your 19 foot skeeter every 2 seconds. And this is what Peter did. Peter's a fisherman. So when he saw the wind, oh, I can see him now. Now I got a better understanding of this. He's walking on the water. He goes, 12 feet at 2 seconds. Yikes. I'm in trouble. And once he did that, you see, once he took his eyes off of Jesus and said, 12 feet at 2 seconds. That was all she wrote. And walking on the water can be anything. It can be going to Jerusalem. When all your friends say, "No, don't go. There's trouble over there." Or start a business. I want you to leave it all, leave your job, though you're all comfortable, and start a business. That's your walking on water. You're going to start a business. And then your friends come. They tug at your shoulder. "Oh, you shouldn't do that." And then you take your eyes off Jesus and then down you go. It's as simple as that. Remember 12:2, Hebrews 12:2, looking unto Jesus, the author and archegon, trailblazer, pioneer of your faith. You got to keep your eyes on Jesus and you can do anything. And this is what happened to Peter. As a fisherman, hanging around fishermen, I now can understand what happened. When he looked around and saw, he got distracted. That's what happened to him. When he saw the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and he began to sink. So he cried out saying, "Kyrie, save me." Church, people can distract you all the time by the things that they say to you. They don't have your vision. Remember what Paul said. He said when he received the vision in Galatians 1:16, he said, I conferred not with flesh and blood. That means he didn't sit around and ask people, what do you think about this? God's called me to be an apostle. What thinkest thou? Now, if you're married and God calls you to do something, guess what? He's going to tell your spouse the same thing. You're going to be in agreement. Were you guys, when you went to Israel, were you in agreement? Did the Holy Spirit give you something that you just knew that you knew that you knew? You didn't plead with the other one not to go. You had an agreement. Even Mary and Joseph, they had an agreement when they were supposed to go to Egypt. They both had dreams. They were in agreement to go. And that's the way it should be. If God's calling you to do something, don't sit around and talk about it. Don't confer with flesh and blood about it. But if you're married, you have to do that. You're not John Wayne. You got to talk about it with your spouse. And like I said before, God's a little bit bigger than you. He's able to confirm it to your spouse when he's calling you to do something. Amen to that? If God's given you a particular promise to hold on to, then wait on the Lord, okay? If he's given you a particular promise, things like, he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hold on to that. If God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for you, hold on to that. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Put God first. Put his kingdom first ahead of your own kingdom. And then look out, world. If God be for me, how about this one? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You look up what happened to John Hagee one day on one Sunday morning. Some wild man came into his church with a rifle. And him in the pulpit here, and they were this close to him. And they emptied his rifle right at his head. And not one bullet hit him. So the FBI came in afterward. All this is on record. The whole incident was on film and audio. And behind him, they found someone had deflected the bullets. And they all were to the right of him and to the left of him. Because, church, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because God is on your side. And that's walking on water. It might not be a banana river, but it might be something like that. If God is on your side, what can man do to me? That's my message here to you today. One last promise, and we'll leave. Everyone can go home. Let me read it to you. It's Revelation 3:21. Let me read this last promise to you. Okay? Jesus says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my heavenly Father on his throne. Church, try that one on for size. Think about that again. To him who overcomes, that's crossing the finish line in faith. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio.